This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. The Chorale numbers 70 singers from 14 communities in central Illinois. And this Saturday, it opens its 26th season with its annual Celebration of Life concert. The program, called One of a Kind American Folk, features the world premiere of In Sacred Manner. It was composed by conductor, composer, and teacher Alice Parker in honor of the chorale's quarter century of singing together. The text of the composition comes from the poetry of Susan Cherwin, also a composer and musician. She will take part in the opening of the chorale's 26th season. This is the second time Alice Parker has joined with the chorale at a milestone. Her first association with the chorale came as the community chorus marked its 20th anniversary. Alice Parker is known for her contributions to the repertoire of American music, folk songs, hymns, and spirituals. She's also known for her collaboration with choral conductor Robert Shaw, who said of her she possesses a rare and creative musical intelligence. The concert, One of a Kind American Folk, is tomorrow, Saturday evening, at the Faith United Methodist Church at 1719 West Prospect Avenue in Champaign. The concert is free and open to the public. Two guests join me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the concert. Julie Beiler is the founder and director of the Chorale, and she is accompanied this afternoon by composer and conductor Alice Parker. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Celeste.
It's my pleasure to have you here. The concert tomorrow night, the time is 7?
7 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Free and open to the public at the Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. Alice Parker, would you describe for us the theme, the mood of this piece?
I'd be glad to. Susan's poem is kind of based on Native American theological talk, and it deals with our attitude towards the sacred and saying, in sacred manner, may we walk, may we move, may we sing, may we live, so that we are having a total world view of this universe that we are in, and respecting it all and learning from what is around us in nature and what is around us as human beings and our capabilities. So it's a very devotional kind of a piece.
Okay. And how would you describe the music that you've composed around this poem?
The first line of the poem itself has a chant-like quality to me, so that I wanted to set it with a chant-like kind of music that flows. In sacred manner, may we walk upon the fair and loving earth, in beauty move, in beauty love, the living round that brought us birth. We stand on holy ground, we stand on holy ground. So it's flowing and expansive and seems to me very simple. There's always a gap between what I think is simple and what the singers think is simple on the other end. And the rehearsal process attempts to close that gap.
Okay, Julie Beiler, there we go. What would you like to say about how the chorale has taken to this work?
I'd like to say she's 100% correct. We look at the first page and think, this is going to be good. This is easy. And then we turn the page and, oh, it's a little more complicated. And that's very typical of Alice. And I will say that she gave me four or five texts, pieces of texts, I guess I would say, to make my choice. Although the caveat was, of course, she would get the final say. But this text struck me immediately. And I didn't know whose poetry it was, but I think long, long, long ago, before I was in the public school system, I taught on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and it instantly spoke to me, these words. And so I'm very pleased that the poet Susan will also be here. The music is, because it is flowing and makes perfect sense with the words as they are spoken. That means to singers that the timing, there are some, for those of you who are singers, there are some 3-2 measures and some 7-4 measures and some, and so singers look at that and they get very perplexed rather than just go with the flow is really the instruction that I got from Alice when I said, you know, we're having a little difficulty with this. And she said, just do it as it's spoken. So, but we're enjoying the challenge of it all.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about working with the chorale and groups like the chorale?
Well, composing is a very solitary occupation. You really have to be by yourself, and I don't even want anybody else anywhere around because I want to be able to follow where my thoughts are leading. And for me, conducting and teaching are the other side of that coin. That's taking what you have thought up and dreamt up and put down on paper and translating it back into sound. And you have to do that through human beings. And it's always a fascinating process to see how this works, what they get easily out of the piece, what turns out to be hard for them, which I would not have thought would be hard even after 50 years in this business. And just discovering to them, helping them discover what the piece is really about, because you can't put on paper what the music is because there isn't any sound on the paper. So you have to find the sound, which means that you have to know the paper well enough to be able to get through the difficulties and release yourself back into the poetry.
And, you know, this is a remarkable group, the chorale. It's been around now for a quarter century and welcomes all comers, does great work, not only in terms of getting together and singing and celebrating the human voice, but it's also involved in music education. What's it like for you to stand there and conduct such a group? Does any of that enter into?
It's a huge privilege. It's a pleasure. They're doing it because they really love it, and that's awfully important to me.
Yeah.
And then that educational part of it is so intrinsic to what Julie does and to what I do, that we're not on an ivory tower someplace or in an island away from the rest of humanity. And the music is what can unite us in this incredibly strong way.
Mm. Julie, in addition to celebrating the human voice and choral singing, the chorale is very much interested in music education and the education of young musicians. How many recipients have there been now? Of a scholarship.
Yes, we've given 28 scholarships. And I should say that three of them were given this past spring, $3,000 scholarships and two runner-up scholarships. And one of the young women is coming back from the University of Michigan, Jennifer Roloff, because our spring program was so packed with good things. And so we asked her to come back and play, and she'll be playing a Vivaldi sonata, an oboe sonata. She's a wonderful musician, just in a perfect example of these kids who go off and with the passion to study and to continue their music education.
And let's give the last word to Alice. A thought about music education and where it is in the schools today.
Well, I travel all around the country, and there are perfectly marvelous programs. And many of them we really don't hear about. We hear a lot about the communities from which music education has vanished. And I think it's part of our whole culture in the way that kind of television and watching other people do it have kind of taken over. And we've lost that thing that there's a value in the music that we make ourselves, the art, any of the arts that we get involved in ourselves that cannot possibly be duplicated or taken its place by spectator sports. So that doing it ourselves is enormously important. But I can go into a school where there hasn't been any music education and start singing with the students, and they all sing. It's still there. I always think that music is much bigger than any of us, and we can fuss about its disappearing, but it hasn't disappeared.
Yeah.
It's there.
Very good. And Julie, a quick word about the concert tomorrow night is part of a weekend celebration of music. If people want to know more about what the chorale is up to this weekend and how they might want to get involved following this weekend after the concert, Where can they go? Do you have a website?
We do, www.thechorale.org. They can call me at 586-2970. There is the Saturday morning workshop and a Sunday morning sing at the Unitarian Church, and you really should look into those possibilities.
Okay, very good. My thanks this afternoon to Julie Beiler, founder and director of The Chorale, accompanied this afternoon by composer, conductor, and teacher Alice Parker. Alice Parker's composition In Sacred Manner is the centerpiece of the opener of the 26th season of the Chorale and the concert One of a Kind American Folk tomorrow evening at 7 at Faith United Methodist Church at 1719 West Prospect Avenue in Champaign. The concert is free and open to the public. Thank you.
Thanks, Celeste.
Thank you very much.